I'm going to try to just share a couple of thoughts with you this evening, then we'll be done, and we'll go on back to the house. I had all intentions of going into Mark chapter number 9 tonight, and even looked at it, and was pondering it and some thoughts there. But the Lord began to deal in my heart in a different direction. Hopefully the Lord will let me do that next week and everything. But some things that have happened recently brought some thoughts to my mind. And then I heard a preacher earlier in the week on the radio sharing some similar things that was already on my mind. And the Lord began to deal with my heart and speak to my heart. And so tonight, I want to read just a little bit from Psalm 39. Psalm 39. I'm only going to read just a handful full of verses, and then, like I said, just briefly share just a couple of things that's on my heart. Psalm 39, and beginning in the 4th verse, in Psalm 39, in the 4th verse, David is writing, and he says, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail that I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a man breath, and thine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man in his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. That is verses 4-8 tonight. I think one of the reasons that the Psalms appeal to us or to me so greatly is because how they honestly deal with life. In the Psalms, frustrations are not hidden. Depression isn't denied. Brokenness is brought out into the light. Sin is seen for what it really is. And joy is found in the right places. In other words, reality is seen for what it is. In Psalm 39, I had this psalm in some of my personal devotion time back several weeks ago. And the psalm really spoke to my heart. And it did in such a way that I've gone back over and over again and read this psalm a time and again. David is dealing with some problems that he's got in his life. There are those that think that this psalm is possibly a companion psalm to Psalm 38. And it could be. In Psalm 38, David is talking about the effects of sin in his life. But now, in Psalm 39, David is dealing with life itself. And he is searching his own heart and searching his own life. He is asking himself some questions, talking to the Lord and asking the Lord to help in certain areas of his life. David is weighing out life and eternity. Satan don't want us to think about that. Satan don't want us to think about how life is and about eternity that awaits for us. But he wants us to focus on the here and now of our life, to live as this is all that we have. But no doubt, David was weighing it all out. So David is in these verses giving us some lessons about life. And that is what is on my heart tonight. I want you to see just a few things and I'll be done. First of all, David says something about the brevity of life. In verse 4, David says this, Lord, help me to know mine end. And to measure my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an emerald, and my age is as nothing before thee. Possibly David is looking back over his own life. I don't know, he doesn't give us any indication of how old he is. But David is thinking about life and how quickly life passes away. David has seen days of failure. David has seen days of disappointment. David has had days of great joy and deep sorrows. David has faced a lot of difficulties in his life, just like we all have. But David's desire seems to be that he's saying, Lord, help me remember just how quickly life can pass away. He seems to say, God, don't ever let me forget just how fleeting life is. The events, I guess, is kind of what got my mind in this direction. are some of the events over the past week. I've read some things about the mass shootings that took place over the weekend. I've read some stories about some of those that were killed up there in Buffalo, New York. I read about a lady that had just left her husband in the nursing home, stopped by the grocery store to pick up something on the way home, and was killed. Heard about another young lady that had just gone to the store and was walking inside and was one of the first ones killed in the parking lot. I read about things that happened in the church shooting in California, and then the flea market or a farmer's market, whatever it was, in Texas. Then today I heard about an 18-year-old on the beach in New York. He and his sister digging one of the sand pit things on the beach, and it caved in on him and killed him. All those things have had my mind thinking of just how quickly life can get away. Thought about Sheila Robinson, 61 years old, how quickly life can pass away. I thought, God, you blessed me with 63 years, but there's a lot of people who never made it to 63 years. David said, Lord, help me to realize how quickly life passes away. David seems to have the idea. He says, Lord, you have made my days and hand breadth. Just kind of like the width of your hand, just short, small. David said, and mine age is has nothing before thee. David's idea seems to be, Lord, if I live to be 100, that's nothing compared to eternity. David is talking about the brevity of life. But he then talks about the vanity of life. He goes on, fairly every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in pain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. David seemed to be talking about people that lived their life without God. He said their lives are just a vain show. It's a facade that they're wearing. They act like they've got peace and happiness and really have what satisfies in life. But David says they'll leave it all behind for somebody else because it never really satisfies in life. David said that's the kind of people that is in this world. As I read about that, I thought about his son named Solomon that wrote in Ecclesiastes about the vanity of vanity. All is vanity. Solomon looked at life apart from God and said it's all vanity. That knowing Christ and knowing the Lord, that's what makes life worth living. Whether it's 18 years or 80 years or 100 years, knowing Christ is what makes life worth living. I don't know what life holds for any of us. Life can change in a heartbeat. Things can change suddenly. People will go to doctors this week and find out they've got cancer somewhere. There'll be people that have something tragic to come in their lives. Life is so unsure, is what David is saying. But then he lastly talks about the frailty of life. Verse 7, he says, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish." David seems to ask the question, "Lord, what is there in this life that is so attractive for me? What is it that I'm looking for or hoping for in life?" David says it's all fleeting. It is a world filled with sickness and sorrows and burdens and battles. David says, "My hope is in Thee." David said, there's nothing in this world that holds anything in reality for me. I thank God for the love of friends and family and those you hold dear. But as far as possessions of this old world and things that the world has to offer, there's no hope there. David says, "My hope is in Thee." Notice what he says in the latter part of verse 12. "For I am a stranger with Thee and a sojourner as all my fathers were." David says, "I'm just here a little while. I'm just passing through this whole world. This world's not my home." That makes me think of that old hymn. "This world's not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open doors, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. The longer I live, the more I see this world doesn't attract me anymore. Doesn't satisfy my life anymore. There is something greater than this world has to offer." And that's what David is saying in these verses. "Lord, help me to remember that life is fleeting, life is real, that life will one day pass away, and all that really matters is what I have in You. That's what really satisfies." But in closing, notice what he says at the end of verse 8. Well, let me read the whole verse. "Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish." You say, what is David getting at? Here's what I think David is saying. David is saying, God, don't let my legacy be a legacy of failure. Don't let me leave behind something that the ungodly would look at and say, well, he called himself a Christian. Look at how he lived and what he did. But David said, deliver me from all my transgressions. Hate me not the reproach of the foolish. David is saying, Lord, help me to guard my life. Keep short accounts with you. And walk my life in such a way that my legacy would never be a reproach to the things of God. That's the kind of legacy I want to leave in this world, don't you? As I think about people that I know leaving this world, I look around at people that I've watched them down through the years. I've seen God in their life. They're not perfect people by any means, but they're people that love the Lord and impacted my life. That's the kind of legacy that we all ought to desire to leave. That one of these days, if the rapture doesn't come first and the Lord carries us home, that we'll leave behind a legacy of somebody that loved the Lord and served Him, lived a life to please and honor Him. David was saying, Lord, don't ever let me forget just how frail I am. How quickly life can pass away. Help me to live my life in such a way that I would never mess it up. Alice and I were talking today about a young man. I was his pastor for 15 years. In Alexander County. But he did some things, some horrible and shameful things, maybe a couple of years ago, something along that line. Broke my heart when I heard about it. Destroyed his family and ruined his life. And he'll carry those marks and he'll carry those scars for the rest of his life. And I thought, what a shame. What a shame. Oh, Lord, help us that we live our lives realizing how frail life is, how quickly time passes. Guard our lives in such a way that we don't mess it up before we leave this world. Franz Hafner used to put it like this. He used to say, Lord, let me get home before dark. Before I mess up something, before I hurt my testimony and ruin my life, Lord, let me get home before dark. And that ought to be our desire. Just some thoughts the Lord put on my heart. I'll be honest, I asked the Lord why this. Why on Wednesday night? I don't know. This is what He said. Maybe it's just to remind me. Guard my life. Guard my testimony. Serve Him with all of my heart in these days. I pray.